Lindsay, Annie Wessels. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. October 12, 1903. Dear Sister Annie Wessels Lindsay, I have a message for you, my sister. Will you now seek the Lord? I know that He loves all those for whom He has given His precious life. You have a work to do in your own family. Your children often worry and perplex you. But will you not seek to restrain the petulant words that you are tempted to speak? Will you not remember that we are all the Lord's little children? He addresses us as my little children. Our unruly ways often bring sorrow to His heart, so full of tenderness and love. But the dear Saviour never becomes impatient. Daily you should learn in the school of Christ, that you may faithfully train your children. Be kind and patient. Not selfishly indifferent because you are unwilling to take the trouble to discipline yourself to speak only kind words. Children very quickly catch a hasty spirit. Tax your mind to control your words, that your little ones also may control their words. My dear friend and sister, you have much to learn. Your feet have strayed into dangerous paths. The enemy of souls is watching for you, ready to take advantage of your weakness. Your associations are often such as impart no strength to you. You seem to be heedless regarding the danger in which you have placed yourself. If you could but realize how the heart of the Savior is grieved by sin, you would not wound His heart of love as you do. While we admit that ignorance of danger may be the cause of your unwatchfulness, yet it is no excuse for it. The sailor who has in his possession chart and compass, and yet neglects to heed them, is responsible for placing his own life and the lives of those on board his ship in peril. His ship may be lost because of his neglect. We have a guidebook, the Word of God. Our great teacher will give us counsel. We must be watchful for the dangers that surround us. Day by day, we should seek to improve in the knowledge of ourselves. When we see our mistakes, we should seek to overcome them. How tenderly God deals with His little children. The Spirit of God will impress the hearts of those who are susceptible to its softening, subduing influences. To those who have wandered from Him, the Lord sends the message in His Word, "Return to thy first love." Will you not now return to Him and give Him your heart? This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We must seek for a growing experience in the things of God. We must be cautious, lest through inexperience we make blunders.